It is to file a claim with Geico. We hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do: trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Playoff standings have been turned upside down, and I don't think we're done yet. Let's get you right down to the care center. Ellen Cavana.
Noah Gregson out, checked to the care center. First of all, how are you after that incident?
Yeah, I'm good. Just I haven't seen what happened yet, but... Yeah, we kind of struggled at the beginning of the race just with the front bouncing, and then made adjustments after the first pit stop and felt like we had the bottom line rolling, and we were up to maybe the top 10, top 15 on the bottom line. I got up to the middle and I was behind the one. He looked real darty, real squirrely, and so I was trying to bail out of there and get out, and then I just haven't seen what happened yet, but I was trying to get out of that line, and I don't know if I got ran over or what the case was, but once I see it, I'll know more. But if it was my fault, I want to apologize to the other guys, but I don't really know yet, so just a bummer.
All right, Noah Gregson breaking it down.
He does. A tough break there for Gregson. Green flag goes back in the air. Through the gearbox they go one more time. Chris Buescher has a trunk full of Joey Logano on the outside lane. Downstairs, it's Brad Keselowski.
Buescher will take full advantage of that push from Joey Logano. He will take the lead. Logano follows him around on the outside. He goes to second spot. Brad Keselowski thinking about maybe wedging his way up in line in position number three, and he will.
We'll do exactly that. Three cars out in front now, led by Chris Buescher. You got Logano and Keselowski there. The fourth to break free is Bubba Wallace. Now they're side by side for fifth.
They are side by side for fifth as Austin Cindric puts it outside of Josh Berry, but your top four have chosen the outside lane, led by Chris Buescher, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Bubba Wallace.
At the moment, the field broken apart more than we have seen all night. That may change shortly. Back to the care center, Alan.
Denny Hamlin just walked out of the care center. I know you haven't had a chance to see it, but from your windshield, what happened?
I'm not really sure. Everyone was saving gas there, so I didn't think anyone was really being too aggressive. But obviously, first thing I saw was seven got turned in front of me.
All right, Denny Hamlin out and all clear after that wreck.
Yeah, tough break as the Advent Health Care Center is a very busy place right now after the multi-car crash over there on the Daytona Super Stretch. We are back under the green flag as we work our way back into turn number three. Jeff Chris Buescher continues to be the race leader.
And right now they are snuggled up against the outside safer barrier, nose to tail among the top 15. Then we get back to some two-wide racing. Dave, maybe that wreck on the back straightaway has sent a message to the drivers?
Yeah, I think maybe they found religion, at least for a little bit here, Jeff. They've all kind of, as you said, huddled up topside next to that safer barrier, about three-quarters of the field. There still is a line, Mike Bagley, down low, but they're way back outside the top 15.
Yeah, matter of fact, it's a 16-car single-file breakaway, and they're at the top of the racetrack. It is double wide, but it's all the way at the tail end of the field as Chris Buescher leads him back to the corner.
It's Chris Buescher, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Bubba Wallace. Austin Cindric up there as well as, again, everybody starting to tick down the energy meter here and start to ride off the floor.
They do as they make their way back to the line. We go back to the Advent Health Care Center where Chase Elliott has emerged.
Chase Elliott drove his car to the garage and was able to walk to the care center, get checked out. I know you haven't seen it. It didn't feel overly aggressive. It seemed, what happened from your perspective?
Yeah, I honestly have no idea. I just think everybody was kind of playing games. No one wanted to lead, and just, you know, puts everybody in a tough spot. So, yeah, we were all just kind of stacked up there. Somebody was switching lanes, it looked like, and it got out of shape. So, bummer. Just so early in the race, you know, just would like to have an opportunity to get a little deeper into it and see where things shook out. But we've been pretty lucky these last few trips down here, so it was unfortunate, and we'll try to be really good next week and hopefully get back in it.
Chase Elliott had a streak going, finishing every race. That streak over early tonight.
Now, I'll add to that, Alan. He, in the first 24 races, has completed every single lap but one, and that is a Cup Series record through 24 races. Well, that's going to end here tonight. He was talking about nobody wanting to lead, and that's if you're out front, you're burning fuel.
That's exactly it, Jeff. Nobody wants to lead because everybody's trying to save fuel. So if you're the lead car, you're the one that's pushing the hole in the air and using more fuel, Rusty Wallace. Unusual to be at Daytona and nobody wants to lead the race.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. When I heard that before the race, that there was some strategy by crew chiefs that they were going to try that and try to save fuel so when they come down pit road, it won't take as long to fuel the car. I thought, man, that's crazy. When you start doing stuff like that, running 5 and 10 miles an hour off the pace, you can cause a wreck. And we saw what just happened. And that's what Chase Elliott was talking about. They're up there playing games. I didn't like what was going on, he says. And the big wreck happened.
Right now they are running among the top 10. They are nose to tail. Now they're double file behind them. And again, we shake it up and start moving to the front. And other drivers are dropping to the tail. Why don't we tell you who's moving and losing, presented by Craftsman. Take advantage of special deals now at Ace Hardware. Visit Craftsman.com.
Since the restart on lap number 65, the biggest movers so far have been Christopher Bell. He's gained 14 positions along with John Hunter Nemechek. He, too, is up 14 spots. Ty Gibbs has gained 10 positions. Kyle Busch and Shane Van Gisbergen have gained 7 spots. That's the moving side of it. The losing side of it, Tyler Reddick has lost 22 positions since the drop of the green flag on the restart. Austin Hill's lost 17 spots, and Josh Berry has lost 14 positions.
Working lap number 72, it's Chris Buescher out front over Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski. Bubba Wallace is settled in line in fourth, and Austin Cindric at the moment is fifth. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Welcome to the Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona. And yes, that's Daytona International Speedway. We're working lap number 72. We've already had 23 different lead changes alone at the start-finish line. Bubba Wallace and Todd Gilliland go 1-2 at the line. On the last lap, my name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and Rusty Wallace. We're topside. Outside, turn two, it is Dave Moody at the end of the back straightaway. Mike Bagley outside, turn four, it's Chris Wilner. On pit road, Steve Post, Brad Gilley, and Alan Kavanagh.
All the cars that were involved in the incident that were able to continue in the race have met the minimum speed, so the damaged vehicle policy clock has been turned off on those wrecked race cars that are able to continue on. Right now, let's take a look at the leaderboard, and it's brought to you by Liberty University. Since 1971, Liberty has been training champions for Christ, like William Byron. Visit liberty.edu/24 to learn more.
Here's how it changes. Bubba Wallace came across the line as the race leader. As he works off turn number two, he's back to fifth, but at the line, at the moment, lap 74, it was Bubba Wallace, Todd Gilliland, Michael McDowell, Joey Logano, and Chris Buescher, top five. Brad Keselowski, Austin Cindric, Harrison Burton, 8, 9, Ryan Blaney, and 10, Josh Berry.
It's going to shuffle up again. The top three aren't even the same as what you just read there. But that's a race here at Daytona International Speedway. They come by the line. We'll give you now how they are from 11th on back. How about Bubba Wallace is now 11th, Brad Keselowski 12th, Christopher Bell 13th, Michael McDowell is 14th, and William Byron 15th. Chris Buescher is 16th, and Cody Ware is 17th. Harrison Burton 18th, Zane Smith 19th, and Josh Berry is 20th.
Half of those drivers were in the top 10 when I said it, and then they were in 11 through 20 when you did it. Right now, 21st, John Hunter Nemechek, B.J. McLeod, 22nd, Shane Van Gisbergen, 23rd, followed by Austin Dillon, Austin Hill, Daniel Hemric, Chase Briscoe, Carson Hocevar, 28th, 29th, Parker Retzloff, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 30th.
31st, and the last car currently on the lead lap is Joey Gase. 32nd, one lap down, Alex Bowman. 33rd, one lap down, that's Ross Chastain. 34th, two laps down, is Martin Truex Jr. 35th, nine laps down, is Corey LaJoie. From 36th on back, out of the race. 36th tonight will be Chase Elliott. 37th, Noah Gregson. 38th, Denny Hamlin. 39th, Ryan Preece. And 40th will be Daniel Suarez.
How about a couple of winning get-ins? Justin Haley running in position number 5. Eric Jones right now running in position number 6. And he's no stranger to running up front here at Daytona. Talking about Eric Jones.
Yeah, he's won the Coke Zero Sugar 400 in his career. And he started at the back of the field. Had some sort of a mechanical gremlin yesterday during qualifying and did not get a qualifying lap. Therefore, he started dead last in the 40th spot. And Dave Moody, here comes that Dollar General Toyota for Eric Jones.
He's got it on the move. There's no question about that. He's going to the top of the racetrack. Going to run side by side now with Austin Cindric. That's the battle for second place. Eric Jones, Kyle Larson now to the outside lane.
Kyle Larson right now along in that wheel-to-wheel battle. Ryan Blaney gets turned just for a moment. He was headed for the infield. Make that Austin Cindric. He got punted off the end of the back straightaway, but was able to correct the car, but he will lose a whole lot of spots. Heads-up save for Austin Cindric.
Cindric has the field scattering to the outside as Kyle Larson takes the lead this time off four.
Well, how about Kyle Larson, a driver that has never finished in the top five ever. Here at Daytona, Kyle Larson leads on lap number 78.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp. Refreshing. And ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Best finish ever for Kyle Larson here at Daytona was 6th back in 2016, but he's leading them down the back straightaway right now with Joey Logano working to his inside. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Caution, lap number 81 for two separate incidences, and Mike Bagley can tell you what happened.
Because they happened at the same time on the Daytona Superstretch. Flat tire for Eric Jones. He took that car up against the safer barrier on the backstretch. At the same time, Shane Van Gisbergen hand-grenaded a motor, and the smoke field caused four cars at the back to practically stop. It was so thick, they couldn't even see where they were headed. It's still hovering over the back straightaway. A total smoke show over here on the Daytona Superstretch.
And not in a good way. And another fire on the pit lane. Shane Van Gisbergen's car, after that hand-grenaded engine, makes its way to the pit lane. Alan Cavana, another fire in front of you.
Yeah, that smoke show continued here to pit lane. Shane Van Gisbergen stopped here in Kyle Larson's pit stall just to get some attention from the safety workers. There were flames coming out the right front of the car from underneath the hood. It's still smoking. Shane Van Gisbergen out of the car right now. Not the rush like we saw last time with Daniel Suarez. Slowly got out. He's fine out of the car, but still, there's something under the hood. It's still smoking. All the rescue officials are around. They're about to lift the hood and see what's doing under there, see if they have to put any additional flames out. But once again, the number 16 of Shane Van Gisbergen up in flames and parked here on pit road.
Well, whatever broke was very important to the power plant of that car. That is for sure. It erupted down the back straightaway, caught fire on pit road. Fire, for the most part, has been extinguished. Then for Eric Jones, right front, what a piece of driving at 190 miles an hour down the back straightaway, Alex, and all of a sudden you feel that right front go down, and then bam, you're on the rim.
Yeah, and that's one of those where you just hang on and use every bit of skill you have to keep control of the race car, and Eric Jones did a wonderful job of doing just that. We worked the caution flag now for the third time in the race, and Steve Post, there's a lot that goes in to putting on a NASCAR Cup Series race with these race teams and the war wagons. Everything's elaborate down there, but I guess sometimes you got to go old school.
Well, and I think we were close to have that happening. In fact, they were doing a little bit of that. The teams have a lot of data, and the internet here on pit road went down. And so the teams had no data, no communications, none of the stuff from the war rooms back at their race shops at Well. I heard Travis Peterson say to Michael McDowell, we're kind of on our own here, and I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do. One crew member said to me, let's go old school. Just pass out calculators and start figuring things out. Now, the good news is the internet just here over the last 10 minutes or so has come back up, and now they're trying to catch up on the data. So we'll have to wait and see how it impacts it, but I think that also impacts with our fuel mileage. The calculations, they're probably scaled off on how tight they are on the calculations as well on this internet down. It is back running now. The teams are catching up with the data, and we'll see how this impacts the rest of the day. But it certainly had everyone's attention up here in down pit road as they were trying to figure out how to understand what was happening with the cars, with the communication, and everything else.
You just love that, don't you, Alex?
I do.
Going old school, you know, throw those computers away. Let's just do this the old-fashioned way with hand signals to crew members and
he just passed me. I went to go get him, but an official grabbed
actually
him.
What we do up here, Rusty, you and I do the old-school deal as well. We get the calculators out and figure up a little fuel mileage up here, too.
Yeah, we're both of us are kind of doing that all the time, you know, and I just looked up here. So, well, that last pit at 63, I knew they can go at least 40 to 45. That puts them to lap 103. They only got to go to 95, so they're in good shape, no problem.
And I can tell you this, that Rusty Wallace will burn up a little tiny calculator about every two races, trying to figure out fuel mileage and everything that goes with it. We continue to work under the caution flag. Lap 83, Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Todd Gilliland, your top three.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land.
the place where you can do so much walking. You can walk to work, the bus stop, or the gym, where you can pretend you're walking up an endless flight of stairs. Even when you're flying somewhere, you can take a really long walk through the airport. It's land!
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first-ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71. With best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs, it's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
Nothing has changed. We're still under caution. We'll give you an update when we come back. Cleanup continues. Back to green shortly from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Still working under the caution flag. We'll get it downstairs to Steve Post.
Shane Van Gisbergen walking back to the garage area. Shane, what happened out there?
Motor just let go, which is a real shame.
What'd you think of the racing? What'd you learn about this style of racing here tonight?
I didn't hear that, but yeah, it was going pretty good. Obviously, safety culture, Chevy was quite fast when we needed to be. And yeah, it was just learning, experimenting, but when it got crazy, obviously, we don't need to fight for state points, so I kind of cruised back a bit. But yeah, when we needed to be there, I could make moves and move around, and I was having fun until then, so... Sucks to be out this early.
There we go. That's Shane Van Gisbergen, and having fun here at Daytona.
Yeah, he is, and he's going to have a heck of a lot of fun. His schedule in the Cup Series got even more busy. If you're just joining us, he'll pick up five extra races here in the remaining schedule and then go full-time next year in the NASCAR Cup Series.
How quickly things changed. We wanted to talk about it right before the accident broke out earlier over on the back straightaway with a big one. When we talk about playoffs and how things can change and so quickly, before the green flag, it was Ross Chastain up by one over Bubba Wallace, but that's not the same now.
No, it's not. As they run at the moment, Bubba Wallace is 20 points in the playoffs. He is the last car in on points in 16th. Ross Chastain, the first out at 20 points behind. Chris Buescher has gained enormously. He's 48 points ahead, and Ty Gibbs has added to his collection as well. He's now plus 53, but we still have 75 laps to go here in this race.
Yeah, we have 10 laps to go in stage number two. Now, while they're running in order, why don't we do this, Alex? Let's take everybody down the leaderboard. Presented by Hands Free, Skechers, Slip-Ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go. With Hands Free, Skechers, Slip-Ins.
Joey Logano is the race leader, and Kyle Larson is second. Todd Gilliland goes third. Ryan Blaney fourth, and Brad Keselowski fifth. Kyle Busch is sixth. Tyler Reddick seventh. Michael McDowell was eighth. Chris Buescher ninth, and William Byron is tenth.
Bubba Wallace is 11th. 12th to Harrison Burton. Zane Smith 13th. Christopher Bell is 14th, Austin Cindric 15th, 16th, Justin Haley, 17th, Ty Gibbs, 18th, Austin Dillon, Daniel Hemric 19th, and Cody Ware is 20th.
Josh Berry is 21st, B.J. McLeod 22nd, Austin Hill is 23rd, John Hunter Nemechek 24th, Chase Briscoe is 25th, Parker Retzloff is 26th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 27th, Carson Hocevar 28th, Joey Gase 29th, and 30th on the racetrack is going to be Alex Bowman.
Then you've got Ross Chastain and Eric Jones. They go 31 and 32. Martin Truex Jr., 33rd on pit road. Not anymore. He just now left his pit box. Shane Van Gisbergen done for the night, 34th. Corey LaJoie, 35th. Chase Elliott out, 36th. Noah Gregson, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Preece, and Daniel Suarez all out of this event. All right, I guess it comes down to decision time now. Strategy really going to come into play. 9 laps to go in the stage, and pit road is open.
Yeah, it is. As they come down to the opening of pit road, it looks like all the front, well, no, here's the 3rd, 4th, and 6th place cars. The old fake now from Ryan Blaney came to pit lane and put it back out on the racetrack, and Alan Cavana, here's the pickle car, the Grillo's pickle entry.
First one in my section is Todd Gilliland running well, running up front. They've told to wait it on the car so they get as much fuel as possible. Just 2 times tires for Todd Gilliland, Depot.
Michael McDowell brings the long John Silvers Ford in. Got to be right side tires and fuel on that one. Got to be 4 tires, Sunoco Racing fuel for Kyle Busch. John Hunter Nemechek is in as well, Brad Gilley.
Josh Berry comes in, 4 tire stop for him. Austin Cindric also in. A couple of RCR teammates taking this opportunity to get Sunoco fuel and tires. That would be Austin Dillon and Austin Hill.
18 cars electing to pit. 18 cars coming to pit road on lap number 86, staying on the racetrack as your race leader is Joey Logano.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Back to the green flag when we come back from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Green flag next time by. Right now, let's give you a mid-race update brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
28 lead changes officially at the start-finish line among 12 different drivers. The lap leader count looks like this. Joey Logano has led the most with 30 circuits. Bubba Wallace has led 16. Chris Buescher has led 10 laps. We have just 7 laps to go next time by here in stage number 2. Stage 1 was won by Josh Berry.
Yeah, 7 to go. That's the number left before we get to lap 95, and we'll see the green and white checkered flag fly then. If you are just joining us, stage 1 won by Josh Berry over Joey Logano and Chris Buescher. Joey Logano has had his Ford Mustang up front all night long. He leads right now. He's going to restart outside row 1. Kyle Larson, the Chevrolet, inside row 1. So Ford and Chevy side by side. Fords make up row 2. That's Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney. Lap number 88 about to begin with 7 to go in the stage.
Here they come as the pace car makes its way to the pit lane. Pace car driven by Jesse Delavoye. Back to the Geico restart zone, and Brett Dalton puts the green flag back in the air. We're racing again at Daytona. 7 to go in the stage. Logano outside lane. He's got plenty of drafting help, most notably from his Team Penske teammate, Ryan Blaney.
That will not get him into the clean air with the lead, though. They are side by side. Front two rows actually break away by about a half a car length. They tighten up again in turn number 2. Side by side for the lead. Logano up high, Larson down low.
Field will accordion back together halfway down the back straightaway. Ford and Chevy side by side for the lead. You got the Chevy of Kyle Larson down low. Here comes the Ford of Logano topside, still locked together for the point.
Brad Keselowski really locked tight to Kyle Larson's rear bumper, gave him the advantage into turn 3, but now Joey Logano will get set out in front on the outside lane by Ryan Blaney.
Well, they have two of the best pushers behind them in Brad Keselowski behind Kyle Larson, and Joey Logano's got his teammate in Ryan Blaney. Advantage at the line, Kyle Larson and Brad Keselowski.
Tag team racing here at the World Center of Racing into the banking of turn number 1. Kyle Larson has the lead now. Keselowski in second. Joey Logano on the comeback trail. Needs a little more drafting help up high.
The inside line backed up just a tad exiting turn 2. That allows Logano to inch forward in his ongoing battle for the lead with Larson. Problem is, he can't get enough. Logano is up to a side-by-side battle for second.
Logano tucked up right to the right quarter panel of Brad Keselowski. He'll now swing out wide with Ryan Blaney in tow on the outside lane. But again, the bottom surging forward off of turn 4.
And Chris Buescher in that number 17, he's driving hard. He needs all the points he can get. He's in right now by plus 58 points to the playoffs, but still, you want some more cushion. He wants all the points he can get, and right now he's third on the bottom of the lane right now. He's falling back to the fifth position, but he's in the third position on the inside road, his 17 car.
Here they come off turn number 2. Kyle Larson showing the way. Keselowski and Logano 2x2 for second.
Kyle Larson out into the clean air all by himself, but he's got drafting help behind him. The outside line trying to organize. Here comes a 3-wide line. That's led by Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace has help with his teammate Tyler Reddick. So 3-wide from about 5th on back as the top 3 try to duke it out. Kyle Larson leading the bottom. Joey Logano in the middle. Here comes Bubba on the outside lane 3.
Career start number 21 here at Daytona for Kyle Larson. He has never even won a stage here. He's out front right now. Brad behind him. Joey Logano leading the middle lane, and Bubba Wallace all the way up against the fence.
Larson's never won a stage, but he's got a pretty good plan right now to try and do that. He's also a good drafting partner with Brad Keselowski, or at least he did. Brad slides off the back bumper, goes to the outside, and goes for the lead.
And he'll slide across the nose of Joey Logano in order to do it. Keselowski now will lead the lane in the middle. Larson leads the lane down low. That 3-wide outside line inching forward with Bubba at the control.
Larson trades one drafting partner with another. This time on the bottom, it's Chris Buescher who will push him back to the lead. Keselowski lined up with his teammate Joey Logano. And again, lane 3 with Bubba still there.
It is, but it's beginning to fade just a bit. Kyle Busch is in the mix in the Cheddar Chevrolet right now. He's the third car on the inside lane. Haven't talked a whole lot about Kyle Busch, but here we are closing in on the end of stage number 2.
Haven't heard much from Kyle at all, but he's busted his way into the top 10 now. It continues to be Kyle Larson with drafting help down low. Keselowski in the middle trying to challenge.
Kyle Busch will now bust his way into the top 5. He is third in line on the bottom of the racetrack. Middle lane still led by Keselowski. It's now Keselowski getting a show from Logano off the end of the backstretch.
Rowdy feeling racy on the bottom groove. He's the third car back trying to tuck up to Chris Buescher. But again, wheel to wheel for the top spot between Larson and Brad Keselowski. Keselowski this time gets a shove by Logano.
Two to go in stage number two. What's interesting is that Chris Buescher is pushing Kyle Larson while Joey Logano is pushing the boss and Brad Keselowski. Wheel to wheel, side by side, back to one.
Strange bedfellows when it comes to the draft at Daytona. You work with whoever will get you to the front. It is side-by-side for the lead. Downstairs, Larson in the Chevrolet. Topside, Keselowski in the Ford.
Behind Keselowski is Joey Logano. He'll provide drafting assistance while Larson gets it down low from Chris Buescher and Kyle Busch. Here's Keselowski with another show from Logano to the lead.
That's going
to
put Keselowski up out in front by about a car length with Joey Logano in tow, but Larson's going to side draft. He'll move up off the bottom on Joey Logano in the lead for second off turn four.
Now Brad Keselowski will switch lanes, go from the top to the bottom here in the tri-oval. Slides back up, tries to block Logano, can't do it. Joey Logano's got a full head of steam and he's looking for the lead.
He's got a foot in the door and he's got momentum up high. Now it's Joey Logano. He will surge around the outside of Keselowski. He's going to bring his teammate along with him. Keselowski now plummeting backwards in danger of losing the top five.
That teammate that's getting an escort from Joey Logano is Ryan Blaney. He is second on the outside. Todd Gilliland behind them, and now William Byron will step to the outside of Keselowski in a race for fourth.
One final surge on the bottom. Brad Keselowski, huge shove from Kyle Larson. Now down to the bottom goes Blaney to block. Logano goes to the top as well. Back to the bottom goes Blaney. A race off of turn four.
Boy, Blaney to the bottom of the racetrack. Now here comes Joey to the bottom. Now Joey back to the top to block Brad. Across the line they come. Three wide, and it's Joey Logano. Joey Logano will pick up the stage win by inches over his teammate Ryan Blaney and Brad Keselowski. And as a matter of fact, it will be Brad second. Green and white, checkered flag in the air. Now we see the caution lights go on. Lap number 95, Joey Logano with the stage win over Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, and Todd Gilliland. That is your top five. The rest of the top 10 to the line. Justin Haley was sixth. Kyle Busch was seventh. William Byron eighth. Chris Buescher ninth. And Bubba Wallace was 10th.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage was presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp. Refreshing. And ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make tall grass short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Motor Racing Network's coverage from Daytona International Speedway is brought to you by Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins. Just step in and go.
Well, we're glad you are spending your Saturday night with us. We are in Daytona Beach, Florida at the Daytona International Speedway, running the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Jeff Striegel alongside is Alex Hayden, and a guy that's won here before, and that's Rusty Wallace, NASCAR Hall of Famer. Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, Chris Wilner are in the turns tonight, and it is a beautiful night. If you're just joining us, we can start there. We've got a perfect night to go racing under the lights, covering everything on pit road and all the different strategies. Steve Post, Brad Gilley, and Alan Cavana. A number of big names no longer in this event, including Daniel Suarez and Ryan Preece. Denny Hamlin is out. Noah Gregson done. Corey LaJoy, Chase Elliott, Shane Van Gisbergen. They're all out. Another driver that's had a miserable night is on pit road yet again, two laps down. Martin Truex Jr. Everybody else, 32 cars running on the lead lap, and we just completed stage number two. Joey Logano across the line in front of Blaney, Keselowski, Gilliland, and Chris Buescher. What do you think? You said prior to the broadcast when you were talking to Mike Bagley, you said, I am all jacked up. It's Daytona. I doubt that's changed.
Nothing has changed for me at all. I mean, it's still a high-pressure deal. I mean, we got the playoff guys really, really tight down in a 14th, 15th, 16th position. We just saw Bubba Wallace just kind of pointed him way his way in. He might fall back out. We don't know. But so far, it's been exciting, unpredictable, a little bit crazy with all these fires that we saw early on in the race.
Everybody's okay, but we've had a lot here tonight, including 32 different lead changes. In at the cut line right now is Bubba Wallace. He's up 22 on Ross Chastain, who is down 22. Pit road is open, and here they all come. Alan Cavana, here they come. They're headed your way, including the race leader.
Joey Logano won that stage, but was also taking notes on what he wants to do if that were the final lap for the win. They asked him what they want for the car. He said, nothing. Don't touch it. Four tires for Joey Logano. Kyle Larson also win. He'll get four tires. Cliff Daniels says, we are not waiting on fuel. Get out to the end of pit road, Steve Post.
There's a lot going to be waiting on fuel down here. Michael McDowell, he did the four tires back on lap 86. They're counting down the fuel. Gasses it up. McDowell wins the race off from pit road. Kyle Busch goes out second. Todd Gilliland goes out third. It looks like Josh Berry possibly goes out in fourth spot. But four tires for some, no tires for other here on the midsection of pit road. Brad?
And it was fuel only for Josh Berry. Very quick pit stop from that number four team. Also, Justin Haley had a clean in, clean out. They decided to make a tire change on that number 51 car after finishing sixth in the stage. William Byron, they actually finished eighth in the stage, but they are still getting service on this number 24. He's got front end damage from an earlier incident. Rudy Fugel said he was going to hold him, and they're going to work on the car as long as they can, but stay on the lead lap.
Two drivers stayed on a racetrack. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. being one of them, and now race leader, at least at the moment, Brad Keselowski. Lap number 99 goes on the board.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-Ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-Ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on. That's right, you don't have to bend down and you don't have to touch them, which is why people can't stop talking. After trying Skechers Slip-Ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-Ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-Ins, and I'm never going back. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
One to go at the line from Daytona International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
100 laps are now complete. We have 60 remaining here tonight in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona. By the way, the Xfinity fastest lap of the race was run by, no surprise, Joey Logano. He cut a lap at 195.448 miles an hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Field bunched up 2x2 behind the pace car in front of Chris Wilner.
And it'll be Josh Berry, Alex, who will restart on the bottom. Michael McDowell to his outside of the front row. New player Justin Haley inside row two with Kyle Busch to his flank.
No surprise, he runs so well at tracks like Daytona and Talladega. Talking about Justin Haley, 101, lap 101 is about to go on the board. 59 remain here at Daytona. Through the Geico restart zone they go. Green flag goes in the air. Michael McDowell, the pole sitter, will lead him back to the green flag. And with Josh Berry working down to his inside, side by side, back to one.
The advantage goes to Michael McDowell on the virtue of having far better drafting help. Just now does the drafting help arrive on the back bumper of the Josh Berry machine. Away is McDowell. Kyle Busch on the outside ride second. Berry trying to rebound to the bottom.
And he'll do it in a side-by-side battle for third with Harrison Burton. Here they come up the Daytona Superstretch. Burton trying to break free from third, but here comes Berry down low with a full head of steam.
Bottom line starting to surge as they make their way into turn number three. At the start of stage number three, it's still Michael McDowell at the front of the field. Kyle Busch, first car on the outside, is back to third.
And looking for some drafting help, but here is Josh Berry changing lanes. He'll dart to drivers right from the bottom to the top. Berry now goes upstairs, and Michael McDowell plays defensive driving at the front of the field. He'll take the top spot away and put the block on.
McDowell slides up to halt the progress of Josh Berry. Now we'll go back to the bottom on entry into turn number one. Berry's going to go with him, so they'll run nose to tail off turn number two. Then side by side, Haley down to the inside.
Kyle Busch to the outside there. Outside line with more drafting help, and it will slowly inch forward. Although, Austin Cindric delivers a huge shove for Justin Haley in three.
And Haley will try to slide up into that third position, but instead the forward momentum pulls him alongside. Now a nose in front of Josh Berry. Now to second to the outside. Justin Haley to the back bumper of McDowell.
McDowell led the field to the green flag some 102 laps ago. He's back out front here, but this time it's Justin Haley giving the assistance. Then Kyle Busch, then Harrison Burton and Austin Cindric.
Haley driving for Rick Ware Racing once again. So impressive here at the World Center of Racing. He rides a solid second right now on the back bumper of Michael McDowell. Third spot is Josh Berry.
There are three cars that have broken away. Side by side for fourth. That's where it stacks up. Kyle Busch will break free from that. He'll grab that position. Harrison Burton comes along as well. And Zane Smith is in the mix.
And now the top five, top six, all on the outside of the racetrack, leaving the door open for Austin Cindric. He drops low to the double yellow line and leads the bottom lane with Chase Briscoe.
Tell you what, guys, I got to give a shout out for Austin to... Justin Haley, this guy is really doing a fantastic job out there. I talked to his car owner, Rick Ware Racing, out at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally about a week ago. These guys are operating out of a small shop. They're really underfunded, very, very few people out there, and boy, are they flat getting the job done. I mean, for their limited resources, what they're doing here at Daytona is just unreal.
Really is. He has won here in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona before. He knows how to draft. He knows how to keep his car at the front of the field. And he seems, Jeff, to always be around when the checkered flag flies at races like this.
25-year-old driver from Winnemac, Indiana. And, Alex, you are right. And, of course, that win that he had goes back to 2019, this race in July. We're talking about Justin Haley. What a run so far, Dave Moody. He is running second right behind Michael McDowell.
For the moment, at least, he is content to ride in the tire tracks of McDowell. Josh Berry will do the same as he runs in the third spot. Two car lengths back to fourth. That's where Kyle Busch runs the outside lane. Down low is Austin Cindric.
Side by side, they will race up the Daytona Super Stretch. Both drivers with drafting help up front. It is a three-Ford breakaway. Then comes the Chevy of Kyle Busch in fourth for now.
And that gap starting to close back in. It was about two car lengths back to fourth. And here comes Austin Cindric to the inside. Now to the outside as the front three block that run. Michael McDowell leads the train off of four.
Doing a great job of defensive driving while fireworks go off behind turn four beachside. Back to the start-finish line. Michael McDowell shows the way. 55 laps to go. Fords occupy the first five spots.
Outside lane, unmolested for the moment, runs one, two, three, and four, led by Michael McDowell. Down low, trying to fight his way back into the top five, and succeeding is Chase Briscoe.
Oh, Briscoe almost slid up in front of Kyle Busch. He had to pull the car to the left. He almost created the big one out of two. That's going to put him in the middle with no drafting help as everybody will storm by inside and out.
And that stacks up the field about fifth on back as things settle out towards the front of the field. Best battle side by side just outside the top five. Here comes John Hunter Nemechek battling Harrison Burton.
We have 54 laps to go in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona. The top five nose to tail across the line. Alex Hayden, it's Michael McDowell, Justin Haley, Josh Berry, Austin Cindric, and Kyle Busch. Now, that is your top five. The rest of the top ten at the moment, and tip a cap to Harrison Burton. He has had that Wood Brothers Ford Mustang in the top ten all night once he got there. John Hunter Nemechek, a new player in the top ten. So is Zane Smith in eighth. Kyle Larson ninth, and Austin Dillon completes the top 10 on lap 106.
Welcome to the broadcast. A great friend of the Motor Racing Network, Nicole Kreger, Executive Director of the NASCAR Foundation. How are you this evening?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you. Now, we want to start this all off by saying thank you and everybody at your team and everybody over at Speediatrics at Halifax Health here, just behind the Daytona International Speedway. We had the opportunity with the MRN team to come over with you and visit a lot of the kids and put together packages out there. So thank you so very much for that.
It's our pleasure. You know, we love the NASCAR family giving back, and nobody does it better than our friends here at MRN. And anytime we can brighten this child's day in the hospital, we want to do that.
Now, we packed boxes for the kids in the hospital, including teddy bears. And that's a special thing that's upcoming. September 9th, I believe, is the date.
That's right. Whether you know it or not, September 9th is National Teddy Bear Day. And on that day, NASCAR, our employees, our racetracks, all over the country, we will be in 110 hospitals giving away teddy bears all across the country.
So, Speediatrics, I mentioned that a moment ago and what we were able to go over and do and spend time with the kids and the staff there. What is Speediatrics?
So, Mrs. France coined that word many, many years ago. Take Speed Pediatrics, put it together, and what do you got? Speediatrics. It's a place, but it's also a program that's near and dear to our heart. You know, thanks to great friends, partners like Matt Colleague and Colleague Racing, we will be doing this campaign, and our NASCAR fans can be a part of it for $25. You can make a donation and give a teddy bear to a child in the hospital.
How can they do that?
Go to our website. It's right on the homepage, NASCARFoundation.org. And, you know, Speedy. Who doesn't love Speedy?
Well, Nicole, we just got back from the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. We raised $398,000, I think, for the NASCAR Foundation in the Rapid City Special Olympics. This has been our sixth year. We raised more money this year for the foundation than we ever did at the Sturgis Rally, and it was just a fantastic time.
We sure did, Rusty. And because of the generosity of so many, it lets us do things like go into the hospital, visit 110 hospitals, take Speedy Bear to the kids. We can't do that without our sponsors and NASCAR and all of our employees. So we're just so grateful and thankful that we can brighten a child's day.
Well, we're looking for a bigger and better year next year yet, that's for sure. We got some guests here tonight that came that donated a lot of money. Billy Kahn from Arizona is here. Tony Marks is here. We want to thank Angie Skinner for doing all what she did. But it was a big, big week, and it was a wonderful time. So now I think it's time to go back to racing.
Have at it, boys.
One more time, how can folks donate?
Go to NASCARFoundation.org. It's right on our homepage. $25 sends a bear to a child in the hospital.
Please help us out, folks, if you don't mind at all. That's Nicole Kreger, Executive Director of the NASCAR Foundation.
A lot of great people in our industry, both staff and fans. Rusty Wallace, you're one of them. Nicole, you're another one. Thank you for what you do. We are down to just 50 laps to go. It's McDowell, Haley, John Hunter Nemechek, Josh Berry, and Kyle Larson. That's your top five at the moment.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards golf lessons to become a scratch golfer.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you will ever become a scratch golfer. Scratch golfers are really, really good. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, and sure, you could put that money towards lessons, but if you can't hit the broadside of a barn and think you're going to become a scratch golfer, you're delusional. Sorry, just telling it like it is. Savings, maybe. Scratch golfer, don't hold your breath.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. It's universally accepted that golf is hard. Progressive cannot guarantee improved performance on the course.
48 laps to go. No change. Top five. McDowell, Haley, Nemechek, Larson, and Kyle Busch. What strategies, may lie ahead before we see the checkered flag? We'll find out when we come back. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Business now beginning to pick up from seventh on back, top six, nose to tail. McDowell, Haley, John Hunter, Kyle Larson, and Kyle Busch. Harrison Burton has sixth, and then it's side by side and three wide further back. 46 to go. What's it going to take to go to victory lane? Let's find out. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com. The keys to winning tonight brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
We heard from two drivers, Austin Dillon and Eric Jones, back on NASCAR Live Race Day. Both essentially said the same thing. Handling is going to come into play in the running of tonight's Coke Zero Sugar 400. And with no practice, you got to rely heavily on the simulation on the computer prior to coming to the racetrack to make sure you got that down. The other is understand who you're racing around. Daytona being the penultimate race in the race. regular season, there are some desperate drivers out there that can make some desperate maneuvers, and you have to simply survive. This is Daytona in August. A big checkered flag is on the horizon, and everybody wants it.
With 44 laps to go, we'll check strategy here in a moment. We'll pick up the battle for the lead and that side-by-side racing as they make their way off four and come back through the tri-oval at speeds approaching 193 as they come across the line. Now, the top four, Dave, are nose to tail. McDowell, Haley, Nemechek, Larson, the battle's from fifth on back.
And for the moment, they're content to ride single file in that top four. The challenge comes down low. Josh Berry leads the charge. He pulls side by side now with Kyle Larson. That's the battle for four.
He's trying to inch up to a side by side battle for third with John Hunter Nemechek. Problem is, he doesn't have enough help to get it done. He'll stay in that wheel to wheel formation, getting a shove from Austin Cindric.
It's all about strength and numbers. The outside groove has it, but the bottom is more organized, tighter together. Here comes Josh Berry, gets a shove out into that battle now for third with John Hunter Nemechek.
That inside lane beginning to grow as far as the numbers in drafting, and they continue to chug forward. Josh Berry has Austin Cindric and Joey Logano stacked up on his back bumper, but they still have work to do.
It's not like he's been able to slash his way to the front, has Josh Berry. It's more like a slow, methodical process, picking up maybe a quarter or a third of a car length every time around. This time he's sniffing to the inside of John Hunter Nemechek.
And he will get that incremental gain that Dave just described halfway up the Daytona super stretch. Here he is, wheel to wheel with John Hunter. Matter of fact, Justin Haley sees him coming and throws a block.
Haley to the bottom, so too's your race leader. Justin Haley takes the nose off of Josh Berry as they go to the top side. Here comes Austin Cindric now in the battle for third. He's looking for second on the bottom.
Well, that was a big moment there for Josh Berry and Justin Haley. They come 2-3 across the line. That opened things up. Downstairs, Team Penske filled the whole Austin Cindric and Joey Logano, 41 laps to go next time by. You know, when you're running out front, you're wide open. Am I wrong, Rusty? And if you're running mid-pack, you're what, about half throttle?
That's what it looks like. We've been watching some throttle traces up here in the booth, and right now McDowell is running wide open every single lap, and back about four or five cars, we saw the 47 car of Ricky Stenhouse throttle him back.